from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Caribbean food service industry is looking to rebound from an exceptionally harsh hurricane season. U.S. Meat Export Federation Caribbean representative Elizabeth Wunderlich recently updated U.S. producers and exporters on the region's recovery efforts. She says the Caribbean is an important destination for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb, with exports through September totaling nearly $210 million. But the hotel and restaurant sectors in some Caribbean islands are facing a long and difficult recovery. Germany provided the key swing vote Monday in the European Union's approval of glyphosate for another 5 years. According to AgriPulse, Germany, which abstained in previous votes on renewing the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, supported the European Commission's five-year proposal, barely tipping the balance for approval. Graham Taylor, spokesperson for the European Chemical Protection Association, says his group is pleased the substance has been reapproved, but disappointed that despite overwhelming scientific evidence, the approval is for only 5 years. Beginning farmers say some of their biggest headaches are USDA paperwork and uncooperative staff at their local USDA office. That's according to a new survey by the National Young Farmers Coalition that recommends USDA train some of the county office staff in dealing with new farmers. Successful Farming reports they also ask the agency to go small in fitting its programs to the needs of young farmers who usually have small operations. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.